Joining me on the line is the UFU President Harry Sinclair, and Superintendent Brian Key is also with us. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning.
Harry, it's William, actually. I know people tell me I sound a bit like him on this programme. I'm not trying to, but there you are. Harry, is this not a risk farmers are running, actually, because they're so isolated?
It seems to be a risk because of the isolation. Farmers are vulnerable. We have seen this problem increasing over this past while. I suppose machinery and all has got more valuable, and it seems to be that farmers are being targeted now.
We've just heard one victim of rural crime, Brian, saying that it's time for a task force to deal with this. Is that the way forward?
Well, I've just listened to the experience from Mr. Clement from Crosby, and certainly the police service fully understands the impact of agricultural crime upon farmers, upon the farming community, and upon their business. This is a serious issue, and one that police are putting a lot of effort and resource into. We're working closely with the Ulster Farmers Union, as has been outlined, with NFU Mutual and with DARD to prevent this crime occurring in the first place. And we believe that that work through rural text alert schemes, through trailer marking schemes, and through the CSER data tagging of expensive equipment, and indeed our basic beast information system, that that is paying dividends, and that we are seeing reductions in agricultural crime, certainly in the first 6 months of this year compared to last year, of almost 23%. But of course, that doesn't underline in any way the substantial emotional impact that this has upon farmers and their businesses and the wider economy.
There is, of course, crime in rural areas and crime in urban areas. There's crime everywhere, Harry. Why should farmers get a special task force?
Well, I think, it's because of the increasing here, we believe that we would need, a specialised team that actually understands and to get in depth what's going on behind here. We believe that, there should be a team of detectives who basically cover the whole of Northern Ireland and try to get on top of this. Now, this isn't just a problem for the police alone. This is a problem for the whole society to deal with. We would believe, if people have to work with the police, report anything suspicious, and get it investigated, because there's no point telling your neighbours and everybody building up a whole sort of rural database of what's going on. It has to be investigated properly.
A final word from you, Brian. What do you see as the likely outcome of this? Will you be seen to be giving favourable treatment to rural communities or fair treatment across the board in terms of policing?
Of course, policing investigate all crime, but we understand the very significant impact that agricultural crime has upon the rural community, and we have set up a strategic rural crime working group within the police service involving representatives from all of our rural districts, and indeed Harry has mentioned in his press release on this issue that he attended that meeting chaired by an assistant chief constable last week, and within our districts we have response teams, we have neighbourhood policing teams,
Brian,
and indeed we have CID teams who are committed to preventing...
Superintendent Brian Key, thanks very much. Thanks also to Harry Sinclair.